Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blasted
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So
yeah,
let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, March the 18th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we're wrapping up the introduction to our next series entitled Forbidden Knowledge or the Forbidden Religion. Again, I'm going to start promoting that. We will be kicking that off probably. I was going to try to start it on Sunday on the Helios Deity Day. But we may move it back to Tuesday, Wednesday. I want to give people enough time to get the pennies together, get the funds together to be able to participate in this series. Because it's such a controversial series, we're going to limit the number of participants. And as always, it's not for new believers, even this message. This message is not for new believers. This message is not for pretty much anyone under the age of like about 25. You know, well, you don't really start learning, especially if you're a man. We don't really start learning things until we're about 40. So, you know, no disrespect to the male species, but, you know, women are light years ahead of men because they have what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. That is, they listen to the feminine expression or the sixth sense. Most men, we turn that off because of our environment, because of, again, testosterone, because of the culture, because of the hidden codes and the social norms that tell, hey, it's not good for you to be a sensitive brother. And so a lot of times we turn that aspect of our dispositions off. And so, my brothers and sisters, we're wrapping up part four, again, of a remarkable series that lays the foundation for the next series, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, "For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us," you are manifestly a epistle of Christ that is used to minister to others. Let me say that again. You are a epistle of the messianic office that furnishes you with the power to fulfill that office, and I'm using your life to minister to others. Let me say that again. You are a walking, talking, breathing epistle of Christ that is used to minister to others. Let me say that again. You don't need a book. You are the book. You don't need a Reverend Dr. Bishop. You are the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You don't need a lot of the, how can I put this delicately? Well, we'll save that for the series. There's a lot of things, brothers and sisters, that we have to make sure that we understand. Number one is this word manifestly. It says, "For as much as ye are manifestly declared." So you have to manifest something that I can declare to be the epistle of Christ. That alone is a 7-hour series, minimum. "For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ." Everyone at the sound of my voice live 20 years from now, you should have something that is manifested in your life that shows me and that proves to me you are the epistle of Christ. Do you have it? Call the diaconia. Are you revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying your Christos? You are the Christ. Well, now, you want to worship one? That's great. Knock yourself out. But after you finish, when you're done, get up off your knees and be the Christ. Take your time. No rush. You know, hang out with the pew setters. That's cool. But one day the light's going to turn on and you're going to see that Jesus Christ is the firstborn of many brothers, the many brethren. And you're going to overstand because you're going to put the book down and you're going to follow that still, that small, still voice that's beating inside of your chest. And when that day happens, brothers and sisters, you're going to remember, man, I remember this dude called Brother Will. Man, he used to say some crazy stuff. I thought that dude was smoking the ganja. But you know what? Looking back, some of the stuff he said, that kind of makes sense. And when that day happens, brothers and sisters, the hidden truth, the forbidden knowledge, the forbidden religion is going to illuminate your soul. And from that day, you will speak as one having authority. You'll no longer be a follower, you'll be a leader. You'll no longer need to walk out in the sun, you will be the sun. You will no longer dwell in darkness because you will be the light. You ain't got to turn one on because you'll be it. When you walk in the room, demons will flee. You won't be fighting them. They'll be running from you. They will see you afar off, and they will ask you, why have you come to torment us before our time? You won't be wishy-washy. You won't be jumping back and forth because you will know. You won't believe. You will know. You won't believe. You will know. And everybody else that comes up with beliefs, you will have knowledge that gives life, that is manifestly declaring you as an epistle. You won't have to speak. All you have to do is show up. Stop trying to prove something to somebody that don't give a rip about you. Just be you. Dare to be you. Why would you want to be a second somebody else when you can be the first you? Establish your sustainability. Establish your own sustainability. Establish your own sustainability. Brothers and sisters, for as much as you have manifested, whatever you manifest, I am going to declare that as the epistle of the Christos. Now, the word manifest comes from the Greek word phaneo, P-H-A-N-E-R-O-O. That is a Greek word, brothers and sisters, that means to appear. It means to show oneself. It means to declare oneself. Right now, who are you declaring? Are you taking your mess and have you turned that into your message? Or are you just regurgitating somebody else's mess? See, brothers and sisters, to manifest the Christ, you can't manifest my Christos. You got to manifest your own. I'm just here to help you understand how I manifested my Christos. So you can say, okay, I can't do what Brother Will did, but I can listen to the source inside of me the same way he did. And your source that's connected to the same source, because we're all a part of the same source, is going to tell you the same thing he told me. So let me make sure. Now, we all tuned in to the same radio station, but I'm listening to country, but what you hear is rap. Somebody else hears jazz, and we got this other dude that's listening to heavy metal. But we all claim that we tuned in to the same source. We all claim that we're eating from the same tree. Now, how many denominations are there, and they all claim that they're attached to the same source? Let me say that again. That we all tapped in, we're all eating the fruit of the same tree. Everybody's eating oranges. But the orange tastes totally different. I don't think we all tapped into the same source. Because if I'm tuned into country and western music, you should be listening to country and western music too. Unless you tuned into a different station. So you call me and say, yeah, Doc, I just heard, man, this heavy metal. I said, wow, that's interesting, because I'm tuned in and heavy metal is not playing. I'm listening to smooth jazz. But no, Doc, we're on the same station. I'm manifesting smooth jazz. You're manifesting heavy metal. Somebody's on the wrong station. Could be me. I don't know. All I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, is 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is telling me to make the invisible visible. The word manifestly, it means to make manifest or visible or to make known. It means to make manifest or visible what has been hidden or unknown. Let me say that again. To make manifest or visible what has been hidden and unknown, whether by word, by deed, or by action. Let me say that again. To make something manifest. I am to manifestly declare that I am an epistle of Christ. That means my life is going to share something. I'm going to manifest something that was previously hidden and unknown. It doesn't mean that it didn't exist. It just means that it's forgotten history, because there's nothing new under the sun. So I'm going to expose to your view. I'm going to expose and expand based upon my life, not something I read of a book. Manifest. Number one, manifest. Number two, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. After I make it manifest, it is to be an epistle. So your job is to be an epistle. Now, the word epistle, again, means a letter. Follow me. Who gave you the letters that you're using? Where they come from? Who's the inventor of letter writing? We're going to break that down in the next series. So you looking at letters instead of being letters. Now, the word epistle is an interesting word, because the word epistle again, in the Greek, is epistola, kind of like pistola in Spanish language, which means a gun, a pistola. So you have an epistela, or epistola. It means I'm going to shoot you. It means to send a message. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my anointed brother. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my beautiful, educated sister. You should be shooting people with your spiritual gun. That's your life. Now, you don't say nothing. Please hear me. You don't try to be nothing. Please hear me. You don't go on Facebook and post a bunch of stuff. The mere presence, when people look at your image, you post your picture is going to convict me. Y'all ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth? Smith Wigglesworth, they said Smith Wigglesworth would get on a bus and people would clear out. They said Smith Wigglesworth would show up and people would get pissed off. He didn't say jack, didn't say nothing. That's what the word epistle means. It means to shoot people with your presence. That's what I do every day. So I go somewhere and people just say, hey, you know, I get, hey, man, I don't like you. But I didn't do nothing, man. I just showed up. I didn't get a chance to say nothing. At least listen to the message. I listened to 5 minutes of a 10-hour service sermon, and I disagree with your hypothesis. Really? You listen to 5 minutes of a 10-hour presentation, and you know everything about me? Come on, man. That's what this word means, brothers and sisters. So this is what you're signing up for when you follow, when you listen. When you tune in to what I'm saying, it's going to turn your life upside down. So I'm warning you in advance. You got a happy marriage? Yeah. Might not want to listen to me. You love all your family members? Yeah. Listen to me on the DL. Don't tell nobody. You see, brothers and sisters, the word epistle means to send a strong message that is a command to enjoin. The word epistle comes from the Greek word epistola, like a pistola. You become a spiritual pistol for the kingdom, for the messianic administration. That's what this means, brothers and sisters. It means while you're looking at letters that don't have no value and no worth because they're written by dead men, that they got from a dead God, that they put in a dead book for dead people. My message comes from a living God sent through a living language that is not penned by ink and is not written on tablets of stone, but is written on a metaphysical, mental telepathy, mental or spiritual telephonics. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? See, this next series is going to be a cookie blower because it's forbidden. It's hidden. It's forbidden knowledge. It's the hidden truth. So 2 Corinthians, that word, again, we broke down one word, phanero, which means to manifest. So you mean to tell me you should be your life, brothers, not your speech, not your hearing, not your 5 senses. Your 5 senses water down who you are. It dilutes who you are. So you should be a walking, talking, breathing gun of what? Now, we broke down 3, for as much as you have manifestly declared to be an epistle. We broke down manifest. We broke down epistle of Christ. We broke down that word so many times, so we're just going to blow through it. Christ, the messianic office, that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Has nothing to do with the person. Has to do with the office. Let me say it again. It's the person, place, and the position. The 3 P's, the most important of the 3. Your position. Is it your seed or your deed? Let me ask the question again. Is it your seed that is valuable, or is it your deed? I know a lot of people who put emphasis on the deed. You might want to check out the seed. You see, my anointed brother, why is the Christos replaced with the Christos? Because that's the seed. Wrong seed, wrong plant. What does a seed do? Can somebody please edumacate me? See, I'm a little slow. So sow a seed when you put it in the ground. When you put the seed in good soil, according to the Helios Biblios, some seed fall on stony ground, some seed fall on the good ground, some seed don't fall at all. So I'm asking again, is it the seed or the deed? So you telling me it's my deeds? Oh, if I don't do this, if I don't jump through this hoop, if I don't jump through that hoop, I'm not qualified to enter into the kingdom. That's what they tell me. What they're telling you. Is it the seed or is it the deed, brother? Is it the seed or is it the deed, sister? You better make sure you understand that there's a lot of deed preachers out there. Y'all don't know nothing about the seed. So the Christos, again, is the seed. So I am to declare that. I'm not interested in my deeds. So you telling me what I do. I don't give a rip. Talk to me about who I be. For as much as you have manifestly declared the epistle, the pistola of the seed, that's the Christos, ministered by us. You want to know what you're supposed to minister? Now, this is a cookie boy, the word minister. Notice it didn't say add. It says ministered by us. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Look at the Greek word minister. This is your job, brother. This is your job, sister. From today forward, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you should be a minister. You should be ministering. You should be ministered. You should be ministered. You should be ministering the Christos, which you are an epistle of. You are a walking, talking, breathing letter. Not of the dog star, not of the Son of God. During the series, we're going to break down the Son of God. It's a code for, so S-O-N is really S-U-N. God is really dog, D-O-G. Again, English is English. It's backwards. Who is the son of the dog? His name is Marduk. So he's the son of the dog star. The dog star is Sirius, the star to the south. That's the god of the south. Who you got? So you got the god of the north. They still got you. Because it's the two gods of the same coin. South God, North God. Who created the South and the North gods? Can we talk about that? See, nobody wants to talk about that. Do you know the Greek word for minister is the word diakoneo? Diakoneo. What do I do for a living, my anointed brother? What do I do for a living, my educated sister? Diakoneo. What a beep. You think I got that from? See, everybody else is playing checkers. I'm playing chess. I highly recommend that you join me and become a professional checkers. Now, this is very, very, very important because while everybody else is playing chess, I want you to join me and become a Diakoneo knight. What does that mean? That means to be a servant of the Christos that is the pistola that you are manifesting. That means the word diakonia means to be a servant, to be a attendant. It means to minister to one. It means to render ministering office or offices. It means to relieve one's necessities. It means to provide or take care to distribute. Is that what you're doing with your gift? Is that what you're doing with your diakonia? Now, again, diakoneo, D-I-K-N-E-O, not kaneo. Because that diakoneo comes from another word, diachrono, D-I-A-K-R-O-N-O-S, Strong Concordance number G1249. It's the underlying Greek word, again, for this English word, deacon. Or where I get the Greek word diakoneo, which is the 500-page reports that I do for people, that tells them what? Their letter, their pistola. So I am arming you so you can shoot people spiritually. So everywhere you go, your presence says, check out God, please, somebody to write this down. Strong Concordance number G1249, spelled D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S. So diakonos is the underlining word for dear. dianeo, and it's the underlying word for diakonia, which means one who executes. You want to execute somebody? Do you know what the execute means? Execute. It means to execute the commands of the master. So again, let me ask you the question. And the word question means quest I on. Are you on a quest or are you just playing checkers? So we are to execute the command of Yahuwah. That's what I'm doing. What y'all doing? You see, brothers and sisters, it is so important. Now, we just defined four words out of one verse of scripture. We haven't got through the other four, and we're already out of time. You see, but that's how rich this is. So the next series, we're going to spend 10 hours breaking down forbidden knowledge, the forbidden religion, and the hidden truth that they don't want you to know. Because, you see, for as much as you have been manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, is anybody listening to the sound of my voice, have you manifested something that is an epistle of the morning star or the messianic administration that now you are ministering or that can be ministered by you or by us that is not written or it is written not with ink but with the spirit of the living God? So you mean to tell me I got a spiritual gun that is my calling card, it is my weapon, that I declare, that I manifest to others, that I use, and it's not written with ink? How did I get my spiritual weapon? How did I get my spiritual gun? So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Why? I know that there is no weapon formed against me that can prosper. I know that all who rise up against me shall fall. I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Why? Because the spirit of the living God is not written on tablets of stone, but it is written on the tablet of my heart. Where is it written in you, brother? Where is it written? See, there is a living God. He don't use ink. He don't use pen or pixel. He don't use your five senses, although they are great, but that's for the little G's. Those are people that play checkers. So if you want to play checkers, please continue. But when you're ready to start playing chess, put away your checkers. And you got to communicate with the living God. You got to walk in the spirit so that way you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the living God, because the living God don't use tablets of stone. He don't use pen and pixel. He don't use ink. He writes stuff on the tablets of your heart. This is powerful if you can understand. The word heart in the Greek comes from the Greek word kardia, K-A-R-D-I-A. So it's a D-I, but it's a car. It's a K-A-R-D-I. In the Latin, it is C-O-R. In the Greek, it is K-O-R. This one word, K-R-K-O-R, has to do with an organ. They call it the Merkaba in the Kabbalah. It's a vehicle. I don't know if you understand. We're going to break it down in the next series. So there is a vehicle, brothers and sisters, that you drive, that drives you. An organ is a musical instrument, is it not? So this scripture is telling me that there is the spirit of the living God is the organ that drives my vehicle. What's driving you today? What's motive? Why did you get up this morning? What woke you up? Was it the spirit of alcohol that woke you up? Maybe it was the spirit of lust that woke you up. Maybe it was the spirit of mammon and money. And my homeboy, yeah, me and mammon, yeah, we go way back. Mammon used to motivate me, man. I woke up every day like clockwork. Got up early in the morning, man. You don't understand. Three jobs. I used to work three jobs. Three. And was happy as a lark. Couldn't tell me nothing. Well, what drives you, brother? What is the organ? What is circulating in your blood? What is the seat of the physical life? What is the center of all physicality and spirituality? What do you got? What you got, brother? What is the soul of the mind? What is the fountain? What is the seat of the thought? What is the seat of the passion? What is the seat of your desire? What is the seat of your appetite? What is the seat of your affection? What is the driving force of your purpose? What is the motivating factor of all your endeavors? What is the basis of your understanding? What is the faculty and the seat of your intelligence? What is the will and the character that motivates you and drives you? What wakes you up in the morning, homie? What is the soul that affects and stirs you in a good or a bad way? What is the seat of sensibility? What is the affection, the emotion, the desire, the passion, the appetite? What is the central innermost part that animates you? Is the organ, is the macabre that drives you the spirit of the living God? And the more powerful question is, how the hell you get it? Let's say you don't have it. Let's say you got the spirit of alcohol. You got the spirit of lust. You got the spirit of the ganja. Let's say you got the spirit of whatever. That's what motivates you. That's why you got up this morning. You got out of bed this morning because of blank. Please fill in that blank. If what you put in that blank is not the cardia that comes from the dia, conia, that makes you a minister, that gives you the pistola, the epistle of the Christos. You plan checkers. And the devil and all of his boys, they play chess. And they play for blood. Like in the movie, you know, Tombstone. And Wild Oak meets old boys. I was just shucking about, playing around. And I love Doc Holliday says, I wasn't playing. This time is legal. Because Doc Holliday had a badge. Do you got a badge and a gun, brother? So you're in a war fighting against demons and devils. And you ain't got no badge. You ain't got no gun. And you're in a spiritual war. And you wondering why you are getting shot? Come on, man. You better get your badge and your gun. This is a real war we are in. And they shooting real bullets, spiritual bullets, the wiles of the devil, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and the rulers of dark places, high places, spiritual places. Brothers and sisters, strap on. Please join me for the next series. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. 10-hour series. We probably started that this weekend or the early part of next week. Again, this series is the most dangerous series I've ever done in my entire life. The most dangerous series I've ever done in my entire life. Because we're going to expose the secret contract that you call a covenant. It's hidden. This was established to maintain the stability and the civilization of the matrix on earth. Who was it established by? We already talked about them. But now we got to explain it and then how to override it so that way you can defeat it and rise above it. Stop playing checkers, and we can start playing chess. My brothers, my sisters, again, I do apologize, and I'm never trying to insult anybody. Sometimes I come across a little sarcastic. That's not my intention. I love you. Never saw you in my life. Don't need to see you, because I know the same blood that runs through my veins runs through yours, and I know you have a love of the truth, and you would not be sitting there wasting your time listening to me. So I love you with the love of God, not the love of man. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never ever manipulate or control you. Stop allowing people to manipulate and control you. That's not of God, the big G. That's of the little G. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.